Well, a court filing from special counsel Robert Mueller is set to be released before midnight, and it's expected to tell us more about President Trump's former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn's cooperation with the investigation. Remember, a year ago, Flynn pled guilty to lying to investigators about his communications with then-Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak about easing Russian sanctions. Well, how does that connect, if it does, with recent revelations in the Mueller investigation? Let's check in with Phil Ewing, NPR National Security Editor. Hi, Phil.
Hi, Robin.
So to remind us, Michael Flynn was in the White House for about a month, forced to resign after he was said to also mislead Vice President Mike Pence about his contact with Russians. So do you think the investigation is drawing lines from Flynn's lies to Trump lawyer Michael Cohen now saying he also lied about talks with Russia and building a Trump Tower? One Flynn talking about easing sanctions against Russia, another Cohen trying to make a deal with Russia.
Well, we're going to be looking at these documents very carefully today, if in fact all of their contents are public, to try and connect those storylines together, if in fact they do connect, because we don't know what the special counsel's office is going to say. What we expect this material to be is an account by prosecutors of the cooperation that Flynn has given the government since that guilty plea you mentioned, the things that he's told them, the help that has given investigators and prosecutors in doing other aspects of the Russia investigation, and then the special counsel's office may also say to a judge, "Dear judge, in light of Mr. Flynn's cooperation, we would like you to sentence him accordingly. And given the potential consequences he could be facing, go on the lighter side or go on the heavier side." In other instances in the Russia investigation, the special counsel's office has complained in its filings about the cooperation it's gotten from witnesses, and it is asked for more aggressive sentencing. Because this document isn't out yet, we don't know exactly right what position the government will take.
Well, we should say the Trump Tower deal never went through. But what about BuzzFeed's reporting? They say a named source is telling them that the Trump Organization was planning to offer a $50 million penthouse in that Trump Tower, Moscow, to Russian President Putin, ostensibly as a way to get Russian oligarchs to buy their own apartments in this building. But, of course, it could be seen as a bribe to Putin to get the deal through. BuzzFeed reports Cohen spoke about the idea with Putin's press secretary. While we now know Russia was interfering in the U.S. presidential election and Donald Trump was saying he had no business dealings, if this story about a penthouse offer is true, would it be violating any laws?
That is a great question for prosecutors to explore. I should make clear that our correspondents have not stood up this particular aspect of the Russia story ourselves. However, according to that BuzzFeed report you talked about, this was something that people inside the Trump Organization were discussing among themselves as kind of a sweetener or a gimmick to get the ball rolling on a Trump Tower project in Moscow, which they had been trying to get underway for several years before that time. This was in the early part of 2016. And what the president's former attorney Cohen has admitted in his guilty plea last week is that even though he told congressional investigators before that there had been a notional project, the discussions ended in January of that year. But now he admits they continued through June. And so after Trump became the GOP frontrunner, and the same month that Donald Trump Jr. and Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner and the campaign chairman Paul Manafort hosted a delegation of Russians in New York City, whom they were told were going to bring them political dirt on Hillary Clinton. Now, the participants in that conference say they didn't get what they expected and they didn't do anything with it and they didn't do anything wrong. But there are a lot of unresolved storylines here, as you've been saying. There are a lot of part of this story, the picture of the puzzle, if you will, that we can't piece together yet. Right. And if, in fact, we get this Flynn material today, that could be one more piece to put in to try to see what this picture looks like.
And just briefly, what about President Trump's tweets, one in which he called his former lawyer Michael Cohen? Again, he's cooperating with investigators. He called on him to serve a full and complete sentence. Then he quoted the consultant Roger Stone saying he'd never testify against Trump and wrote, "Nice to know some people still have guts." Is this witness tampering?
Well, that's for prosecutors and a jury to decide, at least in those strict terms. But the president's position all along has been that there is no basis for any of the investigations by Congress or the Justice Department into his prospective involvement or his campaign's involvement with the Russian attack on the election in 2016. He calls it a hoax and a witch hunt. And the position that he's taken is, given this abuse by prosecutors and the aggression of the Justice Department, it would be foolish for him to take the idea of clemency for people involved off the table because, again, in this view, they would be the subject of abuse and overreach. And so although the president has said he hasn't discussed directly the idea of a pardon or clemency with people involved, he says publicly when he's asked by reporters, when he does pool sprays at the White House, that that could still be on the table. Yeah. And if that's in fact the case, that could offer some hope for Manafort and Stone and other people in the Russia affair.
Phil Ewing, thanks as always.
Thank you.